Good Tuesday morning, everybody, and welcome on in to today's FreightWaves Now Community Spotlight. I'm Kaylee Nix here with Mary O'Connell checking in on this Tuesday morning. And Mary, of course, it is time to get a look at this week's episode of Check Call. You guys are taking it back to kind of recap February with our February market update. Talk to us a little bit about it.
So everyone's favorite, I don't know if it's everyone's favorite, but it's kind of my favorite episode. We have our monthly market update back. You know, we took some time off at the beginning of the year because honestly, there's not much of a freight market usually to talk about in January. It's pretty quiet. So that being said, the market update is back. And we kind of really dove into what we saw in January and February and why January, you know, volumes were a little higher than we expected and rejection rates were a little higher. So we dove into the causes behind that and then also kind of what we can expect for the next coming months. And then, of course, I asked David Spencer if he had his crystal ball shined appropriately and when the market would turn back and we could start seeing some pretty impressive spot rates.
So, of course, the start of the year is always pretty sluggish, especially when it comes to volumes, mostly because you deal with Chinese New Year if you're talking about international freight, but you also deal with a lot of folks kind of recovering from the holiday season and starting to pick back up as they head into contract bid season and just get things really ready for moving into that kind of summertime freight and produce season starting. It doesn't really get kicked off until we head into the beginnings of March. For February, our folks actually had an extra day this year to get things done, right? It was a leap year this year. Did that have any impact? Did we see that one extra day giving any impact to the freight market whatsoever?
Not really. I mean, there wasn't a sizable uptick or like in volumes or rejections. It just kind of was business as usual. I'm sure if leap day happened like in November, we would see kind of a prolonged market. But no, honestly, the biggest factor that affected the freight market was all those winter storms and the other various storms that were across the country. I know at one point in time in like the middle of January, I think like 80% of the country was under snow or ice. So those are much more problematic than an extra day or just some of that regional market volatility. So that was weather was a big factor in January and February. And I am going to go out on I'm not certainly much of a limb, but I'm going to call a shot here and say we're going to see a lot more weather disruptions really start to affect the overall supply chain and just the market and not necessarily have that isolated regional impact.
Yeah, the folks in the West Coast are just getting absolutely slammed with snow. They got that over the weekend. Some places out in the Pacific Northwest, like Tahoe specifically, getting over like 80 inches of snow in 2 days. And that might not seem a lot from a freight market perspective, but you've got truckers that have been stranded out there for days and days and days. So We might have to revisit this in about a week or so when we see that data start to roll on in. One of the interesting questions that you guys are posing with your guest today is that we see elevated rejection rates, but the spot market has been kind of slow to respond. And it's interesting to break that down, right? Because that's not typically the case. Why have we seen that discrepancy? And could we expect maybe spot rates to eventually jump back up?
So typically anytime that the outbound tender rejections, either as a national average or in each individual market, anytime you see that index creep above 5 to 7%, really once it gets closer to 7, that's when you know that the spot rates are going to be more elevated and they're going to be higher than your typical contracted rates once they get closer to that 7%. And then once they get up to 10, that's really when you can say that there is some inflated rates in that market. And then obviously anything over 20 signals that there is extremely elevated and it's extremely inflated spot markets like we saw back in 2020 and 2021. So that we are not anywhere close to that, but we were jumping from like, you know, 3 to 4 to that 5 to 6. And there was some uptick in spot rates, but nothing of significance outside of just, you know, a couple cents per mile here and there. And honestly, a lot of it came down to the market is still extremely oversupplied with capacity. So there's still a lot of extra players in the industry. We haven't seen enough people leave the market. We haven't seen enough carriers to leave where that amount of rejections would indicate or would cause those spot rates to increase. So we're still kind of in the market leveling phase of things. But I think once we kind of get a couple more months and everything officially levels out, when you do see rejections creep up to that 5 to 6, I think that spot rates will follow it.
So we're pushing towards the end of our contract bid season. And really, if you haven't gotten those year-long bids in right now, you're kind of out of luck as we head into what starts to pick up the busier season for freight. But we also know that a lot of these folks are now entering into what we call mini bids, right? And making these bids smaller chunks of time in order to make them a little bit more flexible to market conditions. And I think that we're kind of sitting at an inflection point in the market right now. And people can confidently say, we are at an inflection point. It's just going to be how long are we sitting at this inflection point? How does that impact maybe a shipper's decision to go into bid season, into contract bid season? And how does that impact a carrier's willingness to accept bids right now?
So it really has come down to there's two very different parties involved in bid season right now. You have your shippers who everyone said, oh, there's going to be a turn at the end of the year or halfway through the year. The market's going to flip. Rates are going to increase. So you have those shippers looking to set those 12 month bids so they can lock in rates that are pretty favorable now and carry it on into the future. Whereas carriers, everything's going to flip. So they'll take the loss on the front half of the year, but they will like the ability to kind of, you know, take those increases or rework that bid halfway through the year when rates kind of come back up. So it's definitely kind of, there's two separate sides kind of pulling on each factor here. And that's what really comes down to the 3PL and freight broker to say, okay, hey, like we have to do right by our shipper. We have to do right by our carrier. They kind of have to serve now more than ever as that true intermediary and that kind of, arbiter in these different disagreements. But I definitely think that there's a lot more 6 month bids going around versus a traditional 12, just because there is so much uncertainty in the market from both the carrier and the shipper perspective.
So obviously, if you're an enterprise carrier, you're still willing to live in that contract space, and that's where you're going to keep the majority of your freight right now just because it's beneficial to you, right? Playing in the spot market's not your ideal place to be. If you're a smaller carrier, though, and you're really relying on that market turn to help maybe get you back into the swing of things, how long should you hold on hope? Or when do you think that we should start to see maybe some hopeful vibes coming from our smaller folks who rely on the spot market to at least make them break even, if not make them see a little bit of profit?
I'm going to say it's, you know, the sun has come out, spring has sprung. I would definitely say spring to the beginning of the summer, like late spring, early summer, kind of when we start getting into that spot market when we start getting into that summer market, that's when a lot of things are going to turn. And I think that's when we'll start to see those spot rates increase a little bit.
That's the alarm sounding us on the fact that we need to start paying attention to these spot rates getting ready to turn. Mary, before we head out on this community spotlight for this morning, go ahead and give us a little sneak peek. Who's your guest today and where are they joining you from?
We are getting the one and only David Spencer from Arrive Logistics. He is our regular market update guest, and we love him to death because every month we have him on, I ask him just increasingly more unhinged questions. So 100% check that out. The new episode comes out today at 12:30, and then there's also the newsletter that comes out at 2:00 today as well.
And also, that is, you can't get enough of Mary O'Connell. Our 3PL summit is coming up tomorrow. That's Wednesday morning, starting live at 9 a.m. We get to see your face in a lot of fireside chats, including our keynote. For our folks who are watching, give us a little bit of a sneak peek about who you got to keynote our 3PL summit with you.
Our keynote for the 3PL Summit is the one and only Doug Wagner from Echo Logistics. And we have a great conversation, really kind of breaking down what to expect in the large scale, kind of that 3,000 foot view of what is happening in the market and what we can kind of expect to see for the rest of the year. So again, we're just looking into everyone's crystal balls to see if everyone's got a good prediction for the rest of the year.
And we'll make you, the viewer, be the determination of who was good and who was not so good. Mary, thank you for joining us this morning. As always, great to have you. And like I said, we'll see you a lot at the 3PL Summit tomorrow morning. If you haven't registered for that yet, head on over to live.freightwaves.com. P.S. It's free. We'll see you then.